Well, USDA has come out with a revised forecast for this year's farm income, and ag economist Rob Johansson says it's lower than expected.
So the numbers this year, net farm income is forecast to be $114 billion. That's this year, 2012, down about 3% from 2011. And net cash income is expected to decline also slightly. It's down about 1.4% from 2011. And the level will be at approximately $132.8 billion.
Johansson says, surprisingly enough, the declines did not come from the crop sector, despite the epic drought. In fact, incomes from grains and oilseeds are actually up slightly from last year.
The declines are in the hog sector and the dairy sector primarily. The poultry sector and the cattle sector are roughly about what they were last year.
High feed costs for livestock operations is the reasoning behind that. Now, crop yields were down, but crop insurance and other programs will help make up the difference. As Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack points out that despite the drop in income from last year, it is still a very high number.
It reflects how resilient American farmers and ranchers continue to be, even though we've faced one of the worst droughts in recent history. Thanks to the ability of American farmers and ranchers, the agricultural economy is still strong. It's still supporting and creating good-paying American jobs for millions of Americans. The income forecast is the second highest in recent years. It's going to continue to contribute to falling debt-to-asset ratios, which is an important sign of the strength of American agriculture. But it also points out the importance of a continued commitment to a farm safety net. Without that farm safety net, these numbers might not have been as robust as they were. And I think it underscores the necessity of Congress to take action immediately to pass a comprehensive multi-year food, farm, and jobs bill so that safety net remains in place.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.